Ring Talk is back. Bombshell Billy here along with my boy Nick. And this week, Nick, we're talking all about the upcoming, the big one, WrestleMania, live from the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans, Louisiana, April the 8th, coming up in just a few weeks. We're going to break down, we're going to talk about the matches that are set in stone, the ones they've already solidly announced. And then we're also going to talk about some rumored matches that with the remaining people that have not yet been scheduled, locked into a match thus far. And then there's a couple stragglers, a couple big names actually, that don't even aren't even being rumored, and who knows what's going to happen with them.
Names that aren't being rumored for anything are most likely going into the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle
Royal. Well, I'll touch on that when we get to the Battle Royal, but there's a couple names specifically that I really hope not, that I hope they're going to do something a little bit more than...
Elias.
Yeah, oh, excuse me. Do you need to walk? You need to take a walk?
Yeah, I think I do.
Yeah, exactly my point on that. We'll touch on that when we talk about the Battle Royal. So we're going to, first in just a second, we're going to go with our segment number one, and that's going to be the matches that are set in stone. We're going to let you know what we think, who we think are going to win the big ones. WrestleMania preview coming up here on Ring Talk. All right, here it is. We're going to go with the... we're going to talk about the matches that are solid, set in stone. Let's talk about the title matches first. Obviously, the Universal title match... Brock Lesnar, the champion, who is rumored to be leaving, possibly to go to UFC. His contract's coming up. And, well, we went last time his contract was coming up. Yeah. He re-signed. So, who knows what's really going to happen.
Well,
but
well, here's the thing. Supposedly, this is supposed again. Mm-hmm. Supposedly, originally Lesnar's contract was supposed to, you know, run out right after Mania. But apparently, it's been extended until SummerSlam around that time.
I don't know. I didn't hear that.
So well, apparently it's because of the UFC fight he had, like, you know, a couple of years ago.
Right.
And that was just time he took off, you know.
I'm not sure
for that.
But
this is all speculation. That's what I've heard.
Contract or no contract, the plan has been for the longest time to put the belt on Roman and give him a run. The smartest thing they can possibly do, Nick, is to turn Roman heel. Turn him heel.
Just like straight up.
I guess it doesn't really matter though. He's getting a reaction either way. So, but if they want to, you know, turn him heel, make him heel for a while, and then you can turn him a bigger baby face after that. So, I'm going with Roman on that one. Obviously, that's a given.
So
what about you, Roman?
Roman. Mm-hmm. I mean, as much as I don't want him to win, you know,
right.
That's gotcha. What's happening.
I gotcha. WWE heavyweight title match. AJ Styles, your boy.
Yeah.
Against Shinsuke Nakamura.
AJ Styles is one of, if not the best, professional wrestlers in the world, period. But I see Shinsuke taking the win here. I just, you know.
I'm gonna go with AJ retaining on that.
Really?
Yeah, because I see a handful of, not a handful, but I see a few title changes coming up already. And I think that AJ is going to retain. It's going to be a great match. It's a dream match. I mean, they've wrestled before in Japan, but they've
wrestled Kingdom 10.
Wrestled before in Japan, but I'm going to go with AJ on that one. Next match we're going to cover is... This is the match that everyone's saying is probably going to be pushed the hardest as the... probably the big... The quote, main event. Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey making her WWE...
Professional wrestling debut.
In-ring debut against Triple H and Stephanie. I think the way they set this up was actually awesome. I did see that Kurt and Ronda were training. They had pictures on the internet about them training and getting ready for the big match. So,
like, Ronda was training with, what's his name? Brian Kendrick.
There's only one way this match can go. And obviously, since Ronda's sticking around for the long haul, Ronda and Kurt are going to go over in this one, I have to say.
Yeah, Ronda and Kurt are definitely... yeah, and it's basically a rule at this point that Triple H does not win at WrestleMania, at least anymore.
And obviously, Kurt Angle is a decorated athlete. He won an Olympic gold medal with a broken freaking neck, and he's a former WWE champion, as he would say.
Yes.
And I can't mimic Ronda on a podcast because you can't see me, but right now I have my ear pointed up against my shoulder, and I'm pointing at the proverbial WrestleMania sign up in the air. So, those are the big three right there. There's other big matches that are going to happen. The Intercontinental title match. The Miz, who I'm going to admit right here for everyone that you know that I've never really been a huge Miz fan. He's just always been kind of annoying to me, but I got to give him his props. He definitely does his job well. He's proven to be one of the top workers in WWE, and I guess he deserves having that title. But he's got two guys. It's a triple threat match. Seth Rollins and Finn Balor, as he calls himself, and as you call him as well.
Finn Balor, Balor Club.
Intercontinental title match. I'm going to go with Finn. I'm going to go with Finn on this one.
I see Finn winning too. Like,
that would be cool. I would like to see Finn.
I can really see it.
I would like to see Finn in the heavyweight title picture, one of them, either one.
He was the first ever Universal Champion for all of, you know, less than, like, what, 24? Not even, like...
I know they had
22 hours.
I know they had matches before, but I would like to see down the line a program with AJ and Finn. I'd like to see them go both former leaders of the Bullet Club. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see them go with a long. Is there such a thing as a long term, long form program anymore with people? I mean the closest thing
that's like a whole nother thing for a whole nother discussion another day, but
the closest thing I see these days to a long form, although it's been corny at times, is Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt. At least it's been stupid, and it started out with the whole hee ha hoo ha ha back and forth, but they've built on it, and you gotta give them credit, they've actually stretched it out and made it long form, which you don't see a lot these days in WWE. Another one that comes to mind that they stretched out for a little bit is Elias and Braun Strowman. They stretched that out a little bit, so and that may not even be over. So,
well, another one is Braun Strowman and Roman Reigns. That went on for God knows how long.
So for the longest time, Nick, they weren't doing the long term. They were
Finn Balor and Bray weeks, Finn know? Balor and Bray Wyatt's feud went on for quite a while too. Any of Bray Wyatt's feuds seem to go on for quite a while.
He's a good talker. He does good.
He's a great performer too. But
he's a great performer. He's just kind of lost. I mean, a handful of years ago, he was like his first
WrestleMania was in the Superdome, WrestleMania 30, and the biggest mistake that they made was having Cena win against him. Because that pretty much, you know, put him 6 feet under, you know?
Yep.
And that he's never really recovered since. And that just kind of sucks.
Speaking of 6 feet under and dead men and Cena, we'll get to that coming up in our next segment. But next, speaking of the matches that are set in stone, I guess you could say the Cruiserweight title tournament final is set in stone. Cedric Alexander has won his match to move on to the finals, and he will be taking on the winner of Mustafa Ali and Drew Gulak.
Most likely Mustafa Ali.
That's coming up on the 20th of March. That match will determine who goes against Cedric in the finals of that. I'm going to say they're going to run all the way with Cedric.
This is being filmed on March 18th, just so you know.
I'm going to say they're going to go with Cedric on that one, so.
I mean, I can see it going either way. Mustafa Ali and Cedric Alexander, both amazing performers. They've just been doomed to be in the cruiserweight division, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But, you know, I can see either of them taking the win here, taking the gold. Which, by the way, something I just want to mention, the Cruiserweight Championship, by far my favorite championship design ever.
Love that belt.
I just love it. I don't know why. Maybe it's because purple's my favorite color, but
It's a good belt. It's a really good belt.
It's not a belt. It's a championship.
Sorry, Vince. My boy, Nick Vince. Another match that has been solidified just this past week, the SmackDown Women's Championship, Charlotte, will be defending against Asuka. And that's going to be a match for the ages. It's the queen defending her title against the undefeated Asuka.
The Empress of Tomorrow.
The Empress of Tomorrow, Asuka. I'm going to go, as much as I love Charlotte, and I love, and maybe it's just because I'm such a Flair mark, that I love seeing her hold that title for a long term.
You can see sometime. I got
to say that Asuka is going to retain, or excuse me, is going to win that and retain her undefeated streak.
No way Asuka's not winning. There's no way.
That's going to be a heck of a match, I'll tell you that.
But you guys can probably expect a solo episode of Ring Talk coming sometime soon, where Bombshell here just rambles on about Ric Flair.
Woo! We can do that now if you want. No, yeah, we'll stick to the show. We'll stick to the show.
You can do that on your own.
I gotta tell you, another match that's air quotes are in the air, that's been solidified for WrestleMania is Kevin Owens against Sami Zayn. However, we'll talk more about that in the next segment coming up in just a minute. We're going to take a breather, take a drink, gather our notes, and then we're going... Oh, I'm sorry. We get two more matches that are actually solidified. The Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Who knows who's going to be in that? There could be surprises. Please don't put Gronk in there. But I gotta tell you that... Oh, he wasn't in it last year.
I know. That's what I'm
part
saying.
Part of it, and it's annoying.
And also the Fabulous Moolah. Oh, wait. Nope. Sorry. That's not
the
a thing.
The Women's
anymore.
Battle Royal will be in there.
Quote, unquote.
I'm going to go with my two predictions here on that. Unfortunately, I do think that Elias is going to be stuck in that Battle Royal, and I'm going to predict that he wins it. I'm going to predict that he wins it.
I can see that. I mean, if they were to put him in there, they would need to make him win, because he would by far be the biggest star in that match.
Although, the very first winner was Cesaro, right?
Cesaro.
And that was a surprise. I would say that was a surprise. That was a good one.
He threw over Big Show of all people,
second,
too.
The second, there's only been two, right?
No.
There's been three.
No.
Big Show won the second one?
Big Show won the second one.
That
was at 31.
That was kind of predictable.
32, who won? Baron Corbin won at 32.
Baron Corbin won at 32. That was a good one.
And last year, of all people, Mojo Rawley won.
And that's fantastic, because that's just skyrocketed him to superstardom. Look where he is now.
Exactly.
The sarcasm is dripping out of my voice.
I mean, with Baron Corbin, it got him on the main roster at least, and, you know, they were... Supposedly planning a world title picture for him for a while, and then he was being as Tony Schiavone would say, he was being a slapdick behind the scenes.
I'm not saying that I want Elias to be in this battle royal, because I do not, but I just have a feeling they're going to put him in there, and that's just my prediction, because, and honestly, winning the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, I see as it's kind of, I don't know. I see it as like a step down. I don't know. Maybe that's just my opinion. It's weird. I don't know. But I just have a feeling that he's going to be in it and he's going to win it.
Well, you got to think about it this way. When Cesaro won, they paired him with Paul Heyman. And, you know,
For a hot minute and then he was gone.
Yeah, that was during the period of time where they were pairing basically everyone with Paul Heyman. Yeah. And then here we are with Just Brock.
And then we got the Women's Battle Royal coming up. They've obviously announced that, you know, women from SmackDown, Raw, and NXT can be in there. I'm sure there'll be some surprises, some add-ins as well. And do you have a pick on that one at all?
I have no idea, because it could be literally anyone. Anyone that we saw basically in the Women's Royal Rumble could be in this match.
I get a gut feeling, and someone who was put into the Royal Rumble as well, the women's first ever Women's Royal Rumble this past January. I just have a gut feeling that Ember Moon is going to win the first ever inaugural Women's Battle Royal at WrestleMania. She needs to, even though she's the NXT champion, she needs to come up. It's only a matter of time before she gets put up onto the main roster.
Think about it this way. NXT TakeOver is the night before. Is that right? The night before? I don't know how they do it.
Very good point. NXT TakeOver. Yeah, because the Hall of Fame is Friday night. Yeah. The NXT
TakeOver show.
TakeOver will be Saturday. She could very well drop the belt and then...
And then go right up in there. And then make it to the main roster.
Good
point. That's what Baron Corbin did. He didn't have a title, but he went straight up to the main roster afterwards.
That's a very good point.
What is this? Meeting of the Minds?
This is Ring Talk. This is the Ring Talk podcast. The Ring Talk podcast. There she is, the queen of the house, coming through. All right, I guess that's it for the matches that are solidified and down in there. And our next segment, we're going to take a break, take a breather, gather our notes, and we're coming back with the next segment, which is going to be the matches that are rumored coming up on Ring Talk.
All right, so now we're going to be talking about the matches that are not quite set in stone yet. You know, the matches that are just kind of rumored, I guess.
First up, U.S. title match. Bobby Roode, who recently lost the U.S. title to Randy Orton. God, oh my God, Randy Orton is so... I'm sorry. I just think he's overrated, and why does he have to... Why can't Bobby Roode hold
title? See, something I haven't asked you. Have you always felt this way about Orton?
Yes, I've always felt that way about Orton. I've always felt that way about The Miz. There's certain people I just feel are overrated and are just kind
of annoying. Is there anyone else like that?
I'd have to think about it, but I'm sure there's a couple more that really, like, yeah. Maybe kind of in a way Sheamus, but since he's been put with Cesaro, I kind of like him more.
Yeah.
But Sheamus, too. Even, like, when he was the champion at his run, I was like, why?
For a very long time, I didn't like Sheamus, but since he's been doing the thing with, as a, you know, the bar, you know, I've kind of liked him a little more.
So, rumor is that they're probably going to go with a three-way. The way it looks like they're setting it up, the U.S. title match, Randy Orton defending against Bobby Roode and Jinder Mahal, or as Kurt Angle would call him,
Jinder Mahal.
Jinder Mahal. The WWE champion at the time when he said Jinder Mahal. So anyways, the U.S. title match.
If you guys couldn't tell, we like to make fun of Kurt Angle.
I'm hoping... I just don't understand why Kurt Angle and Chris Jericho can't say WWE. WWE?
Michael Cole. WWE. Michael Cole.
Yeah, WWE.
Yeah, yeah. He says he over-exaggerated. Vladimir Kozlov. Double E.
Yeah. Yeah, he's another one. Vladimir Kozlov, also known as Mojo Rawley.
He seems to think Vladimir Kozlov and Mojo Rawley look similar.
No, they're the same person. They don't look similar. They're the same person.
I don't get it.
So, my prediction there, I'm going to go with, only because he just won it, I'm going to go with Randy Orton retaining. I'd like to see Bobby Roode grab it and
hold on. Have his WrestleMania moment.
Yeah, have his WrestleMania moment. There you go. Well, being on WrestleMania is your WrestleMania moment. But I'd like to see Bobby Roode regain it. Maybe that's why they gave it to Orton, so that Bobby Roode can have a moment.
You know, here's the thing. I see Jinder winning it here. I see Jinder.
Nice.
I mean, once again, if this match is even happening, which it likely is.
Right. So
I see Jinder winning the match here.
So you're picking him. So I pick Orton, although I'd like to see Roode. And in your prediction in this match, you're going to be Jinder specific.
I mean, see, here's the thing. I don't want Jinder to win it, but that's just the direction I see them going with
here. Right, kind of like earlier when I said Elias in the Battle Royal. I don't want it to happen, but I just feel that's where they're going.
Yeah, like Jinder, like his run with the world title, terrible, awful, but I can see it working with, like, you know, a mid-card title, like, you know, the U.S. title.
I gotcha.
If they don't just, you know, over-exaggerate things like they did with when he was world champ, having the same thing every single week, you know, as long as they don't do that, then I'm fine, but...
One thing I do, before we move on to the next match, one thing I just want to point out real quick, as your father talking to you as my son... Don't ever dismiss one of my jokes. I said gender specific. It was funny.
It was funny. I said ha.
It was funny.
I said ha.
You need to say ha so people can hear you say ha.
Ha.
There you go. Thank you very much.
So, sorry if I made any of you go deaf there.
That's right. So let's talk about the match, the air quotes, the match, the Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens that was made. Then thank God, first of all, hold on. First of all, I want to say right off the bat that thank God, I don't care how this turns out, thank God they made a match and they're not putting them in the Battle Royal, which was the initial rumor that's where they were going to be.
Now, there is a reason that this is in the speculation section.
Because after that, Shane McMahon made the match and then said he was stepping down as the commissioner, he got his ass whooped by Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. So
I feel like the direction they're going to go, they're going to add Shane into the match one way or another. Whether they make it a handicap match, whether they just make it a triple threat match.
Here's my prediction. I'm going out on a limb. Triple threat match, Daniel Bryan will be the special referee.
I can see that definitely happening.
A lot of people are hoping...
This storyline has been building up since, like, this time last year, you know?
A lot of people are hoping that Daniel Bryan will be thrown in as Shane's partner, maybe.
But I
I'm going to say he's going to be thrown in as a ref.
It's just not likely enough to happen.
And I'll take it a step further.
Oh.
Daniel Bryan will be thrown in as a special referee, and Daniel Bryan will turn on Shane McMahon in the match. He will. He'll heal him. He'll heal him, and he'll make Shane lose.
If that were to happen, that would definitely happen.
Whether that'll carry on, which most likely would carry on a storyline feud with Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon, maybe leading to a match down the line, maybe not. I don't know if they would start a feud. I guess they could start a feud without an actual match payoff, but, you know, Daniel Bryan could have, you know, hired guns against them or whatever. But I guess that would make Shane almost like a full-time wrestler, and that no one needs to see that.
Yeah. And plus, Shane's supposed to be a higher up from Daniel, you know?
Right. Oh, yeah, but he's stepping down in that. Stepping down in that position for a while. He's taking a leave of absence.
See, I haven't been watching SmackDown really at all. Why That's is nice. That happening?
I don't know. I think he did that for storyline. I mean, it's storyline. I don't know. He just said he was stepping down and Daniel Bryan will be in charge from now on, which leads me to believe of everything. I'm just putting two and two together, so to speak. Or however they're putting these guys all together. Putting one and two together, two and three together. However they match them up. But they're going to... I think that's the way they're going. Daniel Bryan's going to be the referee. And I think he's going to end up healing on Shane and making him lose with that. What about Bayley and Sasha? That's another rumored match that they've been kind of leaning towards. It looks like they... probably will put those guys together. Nothing's been announced or official.
They're going to make the match. Sasha's winning. I know, like, a lot of people would think Bayley would win. No, Sasha's winning.
Is Sasha going to go heel?
No, Bayley.
Bayley's going to go heel, huh?
Yeah,
you think
that's what they've been teasing at for a while. They've been teasing both of them.
She's a hugger.
I mean, she's a fighter, too.
She's okay. All right, I could see it. Speaking of the lovely women of the WWE, the Raw Women's Championship, Alexa Bliss, who up until this past week, everybody thought, and they never really said it, but everybody kind of assumed that Alexa Bliss was going to be defending the title against Asuka. Asuka's on the main roster, or on the Raw roster, excuse me, and she won the Royal Rumble. So, you know, maybe everybody just assumed that she would be taking on Alexa Bliss, but she chose Charlotte to challenge for the SmackDown Women's Championship. And obviously, by the way they're setting things up this past week, it looks like it's going to be Alexa Bliss defending the Raw Women's Championship against her former friend, Nia Jax.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think on that one? You think Nia's going to take it?
Probably. I'd say if that is the match, once again, I see Nia taking the title.
Nice. That would be cool. I think that'd be. I don't think it would really be surprising, but I could see that going either way. Keep in mind, Mickie James is not far behind when Alexa Bliss is around these days. So who knows what's going to happen with that? Let's talk about another big one, and this is probably up there, probably within the top four matches. Looking at the match list here, probably up in the top. It's in the top four, along with Brock Roman, AJ Shinsuke, and the Angle, Rousey, Triple H, and Stephanie match. John Cena straight up came out and challenged The Undertaker to a match at WrestleMania. It's obviously going to happen. They wouldn't have done it if it wasn't going to go down that way.
And that one dude in the crowd, he's coming to Mania too.
He's going to come. Cena's boy that he shared his beer with. Here's a huge question. What's going to happen in that match? It's not like it's going to be a surprise if Undertaker loses, because he's lost twice already. It's not going to be
three strikes and he's out.
It's not going to be a surprise that if
what I'm saying is three strikes and he's out. He's done. I have a feeling they're going to make it a retirement match. Loser leaves.
It's not a surprise if either one of them loses, because neither one of them loses anything as far as credibility or anything losing to the other. They're two of the biggest names in the history of wrestling.
They both bury.
And I see what you did there. They both bury. That's good.
Burying is Undertaker's gimmick, and burying is John Cena's nature, I guess.
Okay, that's funny. I'll give you that one. I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Cena on that one.
Yeah, Cena, definitely. I don't see Undertaker, you know. This is...
You know, I don't see no way of him not winning that
Yeah,
match.
If you don't like our puns, you can leave now, but...
Don't leave. I mean, we have more puns. Don't leave. They only get worse. There's another match that I guess we should... I don't know if we should have put it in the other segment or talk about it here, because it's, I guess they kind of, we'll talk about it in this segment, it belongs here, because they haven't really came out and said it, they're kind of leaving people hanging. Braun Strowman won the Tag Team Battle Royal to become the number one contender for the Raw Tag Team titles against
The Bar. See, here's what I told him, he disagreed. I think they're just going to have, for the Tag Team Championships, The Bar against Braun Strowman. Braun is going to win, and he is going to be the tag team champions.
I could see it, because they're pushing him to the moon, and he's only going up from where
he is.
Well,
here's the thing. I feel like this, him being the tag team champions, that's only going to push him down. I can only see that pushing him down. It's going to make him look like a goof.
I don't know. I think it's a neat concept, and it definitely sounds like something WWE would do.
It sounds like a Vince Russo idea.
His fingerprints are not on this. Don't worry about that at all. Another match that looks like it's probably going to happen, the SmackDown Tag Team titles, especially after Fastlane, when the Usos were having a fantastic match against the New Day, and all of a sudden, my boy Luke Harper... Harper and Rowan come out, the Bludgeon Brothers, and they came out and bludgeoned both teams. They destroyed the New Day,
especially, and the Usos.
Especially Xavier, poor guy.
Poor Xavier. Looked like he, you know, got 10 concussions.
and the Usos. They left them all laying. So it looks like it's probably going to be a three-way dance, a triple threat, however you call it these days, for the tag team titles of SmackDown.
Now, something I want to mention here. Me, him... Basically, everyone thought the Bludgeon Brothers gimmick was going to be stupid. Everyone thought it was going to be the dumbest thing in the world.
And Luke Harper, he's one of our 2CW boys. So I was like, come on, get him out of these dumb...
Tag teams with Eric Rowan.
Give him a run. I like the Bludgeon Brothers. I like it a lot.
Even Eric Rowan? This guy here, he hates Eric Rowan. He's just...
He
just never liked them.
I never liked them. And maybe I'm biased, because especially after they gave Harper the singles push a little bit.
When they gave him the IC title.
The IC title, gave him a little singles run. And then they ended up putting them back together. I'm like, oh, come on. How are you back into this? But you know what? I like it. I like the Bludgeon Brothers. You know what I like to see down the line? And obviously it's, you know... after WrestleMania, it's already been announced that all pay-per-views going forward are going to be mixed brand. There's not going to be brand specific.
Which by the way is stupid. I hate that. It's stupid. The brand split or brand extension, whatever you want to call it, it just came back less than 2 years ago. Why would they already go back to, you know, joined brand pay-per-views?
Because the other way it's not. There's not enough star. They don't feel there's enough star power on each show. However, that works the other way, because now the people that they need to build as future stars, they need to build up and get people to see, those people aren't going to have a spot on the pay-per-views, because there's not enough matches to put the lower level guys, the mid-card guys are going to lose
out. That's one of the reasons why everyone thought, oh, it was a good idea to bring back the brand split, because it gives all these, you know, smaller guys time to shine, like, especially in the pay-per-views.
Absolutely.
But now...
Smaller, you meaning, like,
not necessarily jobbers, but...
You don't mean smaller as in stature, you mean smaller as in down the card.
Yeah, like lower mid-card, basically, right. Like those kind of guys.
Right.
It's just stupid, in my opinion. It really, really is.
The only thing that can come of that is that possibly, if Bobby Roode wins the U.S. title and Finn Balor wins the Intercontinental title, that maybe The Miz and Randy Orton will then become those mid-card area guys, and we won't see them as much on pay-per-view.
There's something I want to talk about in another segment, but once again, we'll get to it there. But, yeah.
I think that's it. I don't think there's any other bigger names that are out there that really don't have a spot. Everybody else, anybody that
we have. I don't remember if we mentioned it earlier or not, but Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt, I think they're just going to be in the Battle Royal, to be honest.
It was rumored they're going to have the Ultimate Deletion match, but that's going to be on Raw instead, over the next few weeks, actually.
You know, there is a good choice, in my opinion, that they moved that. I mean, it's a good thing and a bad thing.
Wait a minute. If they're going to show that over the next few weeks on Raw...
No, it's just going to be next week, I think.
No, I think it's going to be over a couple weeks. That's what I heard.
Oh.
So if they're going to do something like that, maybe they do it and then they have the culmination of it at WrestleMania.
No, because one of the reasons they decided not to do it at Mania was because no one's going to want to be there. You know, they're going to pay a lot of money, get their expensive tickets, like front row tickets to WrestleMania, to just watch a screen, you know?
Yeah, but that's not a match they're paying all the money for. You know, they're not paying, you know. I see your point.
I know, but that would be a long...
A segment, like, a segment in the show where they're sitting on their hands.
That would be a pretty long segment, and no one's going to want to just sit there and watch a screen.
I gotcha. All right, I think we've touched on pretty much all the big names. Anybody else that we haven't mentioned, we already know where they're going to be, in the Andre the Giant or the Women's Battle Royal. One more name that hasn't been mentioned that is a crapshoot, long shot for maybe returning in the Battle Royal, maybe being thrown into the mix in the Intercontinental title match, maybe making a Samoa Joe. He's up in the air. Will he be home? Will he be back in time? I don't know if he will or not. But
so I want to mention, I feel bad. He's been getting injured left and right.
Yeah.
Just left and right recently.
Joe's good and Joe's solid and he deserves. He deserves a spot somewhere, but he's got to
He's been working his ass for the past, like, almost 20 years. Very long time.
Got to get better.
Very long time.
All right.
It's like him and the Revival are the people that just keep getting injured, and they can't help it, you know?
Yep. All right. That's our segment on the not-so-solidified rumored matches coming up on WrestleMania at Mercedes-Benz Superdome on April 8th. We're going to be back with one more segment. We'll wrap things up. Nick wants to talk about another thing, and let's take a break. I'm going to take a little breather here, get a drink, and we'll wrap things up in just a few.
All right, so one last thing we're going to talk about here is not during WrestleMania, but supposedly right after WrestleMania. Supposedly, like
the WrestleMania wrap-up show? Or you mean after that?
after that.
Not that close to after WrestleMania.
You know, sleep? No.
Sleep.
Supposedly the day after WrestleMania. During Raw, after Mania.
Can I say it? The Superstar Shake-Up!
Yeah, not the draft, the Superstar Shake-Up.
I like it.
Now, here's something I'm fearing that they're going to do. We were talking about, you know, they're doing the joint brand pay-per-views. I hope they're not just going to merge the brands again and just give up on the entire thing.
I don't think they're going to do that, because then they got to get rid of the multiple title, the tag titles and all that stuff.
I know, but...
You like the shake-up, don't you, Nick? You mentioned to me recently...
I do.
That you
like the brand split, but I feel like they're just giving up on it already.
But you like the shake-up better than the draft.
Yeah. I mean, it's just... I don't like the name better. The name is stupid, right. But the format of how they do it. I like the element of surprise in wrestling. That's why I love the Royal Rumble so much, you know?
Right.
It's probably my favorite pay-per-view besides WrestleMania.
So the Superstar Shake-Up is the Royal Rumble of drafts for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess. That kind of makes sense.
The Royal Rumble of shaking things up.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Oh, the shake-up. Yeah, they should call it that.
No.
So what do you think? So let's look at some of the people that are on the card. Who do you think is going to get shooken up? I already know one right off the bat.
Some main people that I see. So, okay, this is one that was rumored for, you know, last year. It was rumored that, you know, AJ was going to Raw, and I think one was like Roman was going to SmackDown or something. Roman's not going to SmackDown, obviously, because he's winning Universal title. But
if AJ retains and comes to Raw, maybe they switch the titles on the brands.
That could be very possible. I can see that. Like, they...
That would be a real shakeup. Huge.
Like, they keep the WWE title on, like, how it is for Raw, and on SmackDown, they, like, change the Universal title to, like, a blue strap or whatever. I can see that. I can see that happening.
Or if they're not good, if they're going to morph the brands together, then maybe it's not blue and red. Red versus blue.
If you guys have an opportunity, check out the ride along episode on WWE Network with
Gallows, Anderson, and Balor.
And it's Balor. Hilarious. It's good.
Speaking of Gallows and Anderson, those poor guys are going to be in the Battle Royal, aren't they?
Yep. They're going to be. Jeez.
Sorry. That's awful.
They just brought back the Baller Club, though.
The Baller Club. Speaking of Baller, that's my pick. That's my pick for to be in the Superstar Shakeup.
Moving to SmackDown, huh?
I think he's going to move to I think he's already showing some hints with his blue.
Well, here's the...
Red Bear's blue.
Well, yeah, I guess that makes sense, because if he wins the Intercontinental title, I guess U.S. title can move over to Raw.
I'll tell you what, if one of them moves, AJ or Finn, and the other one stays, I can see my dream matchup.
What?
And not my dream feud that I talked about earlier, AJ and Finn.
Oh, yeah.
That would be cool. That would be very cool. Who else do you see maybe moving?
So, here's something. Do you think Owens and Zayn are moving back to Raw or no?
I would like to see it, because I watch Raw more than I watch SmackDown, and I would like to see... I think Owens deserves to be on the show.
They're literally the only reason you watch SmackDown, because they're on there.
And you know Owens is... I'm a mark for Owens, obviously. He was one of our 2CW boys, but
I think... In your opinion, the 2CW boy.
I think he deserves to be on the A show. Yeah. And say what you will, but Raw's the A show.
I agree. Like, it was good to see him away from Raw for a little bit, but I think it's time to bring him back, you know?
And I think he added a lot to SmackDown. I think he did. He brought SmackDown
up. Like, this whole storyline that they've been doing has been SmackDown for, like, the past year. It's been building up to this, you know, where we're at now. Ever since then. Absolutely.
Listen, I'm about ring talked out right now. I'm about talked out in the ring aspect of ring talk. Does that make sense to you?
Sure. In a way.
Okay. So, we are going to, like we said at the beginning, we are going to bring you more ring talk podcast. More than
Ring Talk episode 5 coming in 6 months. No,
he's kidding. Our last show was a few months ago, so we are back on track. We're going to do these more often. Also, I want to talk about the on YouTube. Also have a video show, the Bombshell Billy Show on YouTube. Go to the YouTube. Go right to YouTube. It's the Bombshell Billy channel. You can catch it right on there.
Any of you were to care, you can check out my YouTube channel too. I have multiple, but my main one is Game Idiot Nick. You can check that out.
This kid's fantastic. He's very smart and he's a whiz. He's putting stuff together up there left and right.
I'm going to be editing for the Bombshell Billy Show as well. I'm going to be doing this.
Until you're fired.
Yeah. I mainly do gaming stuff on my channel, but I will do some, you know, some of the content you like here. Professional wrestling. But
it's not a belt. It's a title. All right.
It's not a hospital. It's a local medical facility.
All right. I guess we'll wrap things up here. Bombshell Billy, my boy Nick.
Well, we're gonna
next
get to
time
the
we're on gonna, Ring Talk.
We're gonna get to the closing segment in just a second. So, see you there. So that's gonna do it for Ring Talk episode 4.
The WrestleMania preview show. Our predictions. Let's see how many of our predictions come. Of course, we're going to have a WrestleMania party here, so we'll get everybody over. We'll do a little prediction night that night, but we'll see how many of our predictions come
true. You know, one more thing I want to talk about. How late you think Mania is going to this year? Probably
midnight.
Probably 12:30.
Yeah, it'll be late. It went, 12:30 last year, right? 12:10?
It went almost that long.
Yeah, so it's always a long one. But you know
what? Yeah, it's going to go to 12:30 a.m. the next day.
It's the biggest show of the year. It deserves its time. It deserves its time.
So next episode, we're something I want to talk about is the show that you and I did recently. Good old Bombshell ring announced I was the timekeeper. And
that's right.
That's all we'll say for now. That's something I want to talk about a little bit.
New P-Dub. We'll talk about that. The resurgence of wrestling in Syracuse area. It's a brand new thing. And speaking of wrestling in the Syracuse area, I also have another podcast I'm going to be starting very soon with Devastating Derek, ZS3, whatever you want to call him. All those 10 other names that he has. Syracuse Retro Wrestling. We're going to be doing that very soon. We talked about it last year, starting it this year. We got a slow start on it, but we've got stuff compiled. There's tons of history of Syracuse wrestling, and we're going to be going over that.
They'll be doing basically the same thing we do here, but they'll be talking about wrestling specifically here in our hometown of Syracuse, New York.
We're a couple of Syracuse slapdicks, as Tony Schiavone would say. And speaking of
which, doesn't he actually have a shirt that like
says yes, he does.
You need to get that.
I need to get it very soon. Absolutely. All right, let's get out of here. It's time to eat some food. So
yeah, we're fat. So
Bombshell Billy, my boy Nick, Ring Talk wrapped up for episode 4. We'll see you in episode 5 very, very soon. WrestleMania around the corner. It's WrestleMania.
We'll see you February 2020.